Welcome back to the Mbago Media Sports Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a story that sent shockwaves through the college football world: LSU's decision to part ways with head coach Brian Kelly, accompanied by a staggering $54 million buyout.
It was a bombshell, wasn't it? The timing, the amount, it all just felt so dramatic. The air in Baton Rouge must have been incredibly thick after that loss to Texas A&M, but this announcement truly changed the narrative.
Absolutely. Athletic director Scott Woodward's statement was stark, mentioning high hopes for multiple championships that clearly weren't met. It wasn't just a firing, it felt like a definitive, almost abrupt severing of ties.
And that abruptness fueled so much speculation immediately. Was it solely the Texas A&M game, or the culmination of smaller frustrations? The sheer speed of the announcement suggests a program ready to move on, no matter the cost.
Let's talk about the ambition behind bringing Brian Kelly to LSU in the first place. He was lured from Notre Dame, a program he had consistently kept in national contention. The goal was clear: secure SEC and national championships.
Exactly. LSU, with its own storied history, saw him as the architect to bring them back to that absolute pinnacle. Stability, elite recruiting, a return to glory, that was the vision when he arrived with that hefty contract and even heftier expectations.
There were certainly moments that hinted at that promise. Victories, key wins, the gravitas his pedigree brought to the program. But you're right, beneath the surface, whispers of concern started to grow.
Were they consistently performing to their potential? Were there underlying issues in player development or scheme? The cultural fit narrative also began to surface, suggesting Kelly's intense personality might not have aligned perfectly with the LSU ecosystem.
Those concerns, whether fully justified or not, seemed to build a subtle tension that eventually snapped. And the most startling element, as we've discussed, is the financial reckoning that followed this departure.
That $54 million buyout figure is just astronomical. It's enough to fund multiple Olympic programs or build incredible facilities. It really makes you question how coaching contracts reach these levels.
Typically, these huge buyouts are structured to provide significant financial security for the coach. They often guarantee a large portion of the remaining contract, sometimes with little offset if the coach finds new employment.
So, the question becomes, is that colossal price tag worth it for LSU? For them, the calculus has to be about achieving their ultimate goal of championship success, not just the immediate financial hit.
And when you compare it to other high-profile buyouts, Kelly's figure really stands out. It underscores the belief, at the time of signing, that the potential return on investment, championships, and prestige justified such a commitment.
Let's delve into the contractual maze a bit more, because that's where the complexity lies. These aren't simple agreements, they're intricate legal documents.
Exactly. Clauses designed to protect both the institution and the coach are standard. When a coach is terminated without cause, as seems to be the case here, those clauses trigger substantial severance packages.
The fact that the buyout is still being finalized suggests ongoing negotiations or specific stipulations that need careful interpretation. Maybe deferred payments, performance incentives, or conditions tied to his departure.
These negotiations can be delicate, with both sides aiming for the most favorable terms. It's not just a bureaucratic step, it signals the official severing of ties and the definitive financial resolution.
And it's a crucial indicator of the significant financial commitment LSU made and how that's now being unwound. It really highlights the financial stakes involved in securing top coaching talent.
Now, with the Brian Kelly era concluded, the immediate focus shifts to the future. An interim coach will be appointed to navigate the team through the remaining games.
And the athletic department embarks on that high-stakes search for the next permanent head coach. This search will be scrutinized intensely, because LSU doesn't operate with modest aspirations.
The criteria will likely be rigorous. They'll want someone with a proven track record of success, not just winning games, but building and sustaining championship-caliber programs. Recruiting prowess will be paramount.
The ideal candidate will likely understand the SEC landscape deeply, connect with players and the passionate fanbase, and possess the strategic acumen to win. Speculation will, of course, run rampant.
Regardless of who emerges, the pressure to succeed will be immense. This entire situation serves as a potent lesson for LSU about the volatile nature of elite college football.
And the critical importance of thorough due diligence and strategic alignment when making such significant hires. The decision to part ways with Kelly and the financial implications are a testament to the high stakes involved.
Let's talk about those high stakes. That $54 million figure isn't just a financial headline, it's a profound statement about the perceived value of a championship-winning coach in this hyper-competitive environment.
When LSU signed Kelly, they were investing in a proven commodity, someone who had navigated elite college football for years and reached the college football playoff. The contract reflected that perceived value.
Think of it like a prenup for a high-stakes business partnership. The contract anticipates the possibility of dissolution and sets the terms. It's not unique, we see similar buyouts for coaches like Nick Saban, Kirby Smart, and Dabo Swinney.
These buyouts serve a dual purpose: financial security for the coach, allowing them to focus without constant fear of being fired for a single bad season, and a deterrent for athletic departments considering a premature dismissal.
A $54 million buyout isn't just a number, it's a clear signal that LSU believed Kelly was worth that level of commitment, and parting ways would come at a significant cost. It really frames the entire situation.
Now, let's unpack the why behind such a colossal sum in the conclusion. These contracts are meticulously crafted legal documents.
They outline salary, bonuses for performance like championships, and crucially, the terms of termination. Termination for cause is different from termination without cause, which seems to be the scenario here.
Without cause means the university essentially pays for the remaining years on the contract, often with little mitigation if the coach finds another job. That's where the millions add up quickly.
If Kelly was, say, 5 years into a 10-year deal, the remaining salary and incentives could easily reach that $54 million mark, especially with bonuses and other contractual perks factored in. It reflects the long-term commitment.
And the fact that the buyout is still being finalized adds another layer. It means while the decision is made, the precise financial settlement is still under negotiation between LSU and Kelly's representatives.
This could involve specific performance incentives not met, recruiting commitments to account for, or simply negotiations to maximize compensation. It's a critical step for the official financial resolution.
The finalization is the official closing of the chapter, allowing both parties to move forward, albeit with very different financial realities. It's a stark reminder of the pressure and financial realities in elite college football.
For LSU, a program with a championship pedigree and a rabid fanbase, mediocrity isn't an option. The bar is incredibly high, and when the trajectory doesn't align with expectations, difficult, costly decisions are made.
Now, let's pivot to the immediate aftermath and the looming question: who's next? The interim coach has the unenviable task of steering the ship through the remainder of the season.
And this is a crucial period for the athletic department to conduct a thorough and discreet search for their next permanent head coach. And this won't be just any search, this is LSU. They aim for championships.
The criteria will be incredibly stringent. They'll want a proven track record of building and sustaining championship programs, consistent recruiting at the highest level, and talent development.
Recruiting prowess will be a non-negotiable. LSU is a national brand, a destination for top talent, and the next coach must be able to recruit nationally, especially within the SEC. They need someone who understands the cycle.
Beyond recruiting, a deep understanding of the SEC is vital. It's about the culture, intensity, travel, and sheer physicality. A coach who has succeeded or adapted well in the SEC will be highly valued.
Equally important is the ability to connect with the LSU fan base. This is a passionate, demanding group. A coach needs to be a strong communicator, charismatic, and embrace the unique culture of LSU football.
And then there's the strategic acumen. The game is constantly evolving. The next LSU coach needs to be innovative, adaptable, and capable of making crucial in-game adjustments and managing a top-tier staff.
The speculation about potential candidates will undoubtedly be a media circus. We'll hear names from established college football royalty to rising stars. Will LSU go for proven SEC experience or a rising innovator?
Think about the profiles of successful LSU coaches in the past. Les Miles was a master motivator and recruiter. Ed Orgeron delivered a national championship through personality and recruiting. The next coach needs a blend of these qualities.
The pressure on this next hire will be immense. The $54 million buyout is a constant reminder of LSU's willingness to pay top dollar for a coach they believe can deliver championships.
The search committee, likely led by AD Scott Woodward, will be under intense scrutiny. Every potential candidate will be dissected. The wrong hire could lead to another costly situation, which LSU cannot afford.
This situation also presents a valuable lesson for LSU and other major programs: the importance of thorough due diligence and strategic alignment. The allure of a big name is strong, but cultural fit and long-term vision are crucial.
Was there a disconnect with Brian Kelly? The cultural fit narrative suggests so. Did the initial assessment prove inaccurate? These are questions that will be debated for years.
The financial implications are profound. $54 million is a significant portion of an athletic department's budget, diverting funds from other critical areas like facility upgrades or academic support.
This is the high-stakes gamble of college football. Universities invest astronomical sums, believing the returned championships, revenue, prestige will justify it. When it doesn't, the consequences are severe.
For Brian Kelly, this abrupt departure marks a significant turning point. He leaves with a substantial financial cushion, but also with the unfulfilled promise of the championship success that drove his hiring.
His legacy at LSU will be debated, but the reality is his tenure was shorter and less impactful than anticipated. For LSU, the focus is now squarely on the future and finding the right leader.
The interim coach will aim for stability, but the real work begins with the search for the next permanent head coach. This is an opportunity for LSU to reset and reaffirm its commitment to championship-level football.
They need to find a leader who can embody the spirit and tradition of one of the nation's most storied programs. The $54 million price tag for Kelly's departure is a stark reminder of the stakes.
It's a financial commitment underscoring the immense value placed on success and the equally immense cost of failure in the cutthroat world of college football. The search for the next Tigers leader will be closely watched.
And the expectations will be, as always at LSU, nothing short of a national championship. This entire saga, from the ambition to the buyout to the search ahead, truly encapsulates the high-stakes nature of modern college football.
Absolutely. We've covered the introduction, the grand ambition, the staggering buyout, the contractual details, the search for a new architect, the broader economic implications, and the conclusion. Now, let's summarize the key takeaways.
Key factors include Brian Kelly's tenure, which aimed for championships but ultimately fell short, leading to his firing. Then there's the monumental $54 million buyout, a huge financial commitment with questions about return on investment.
Contractual complexity is another factor, with intricate agreements dictating terms of termination. And of course, the future coaching search itself, which will be under immense scrutiny given LSU's championship aspirations.
The broader economics of college football also play a huge role, demonstrating how significant resources are allocated to coaching talent in pursuit of championships and revenue.
Shifting to strengths and insights, LSU's ambition to secure a proven winner like Kelly, despite the cost, highlights their commitment to elite status. The structure of these contracts, while expensive, can also provide stability for coaches.
Furthermore, the intense focus on the next coaching hire presents an opportunity for LSU to reset and find a leader who truly aligns with their championship culture and recruiting needs. It's a chance to get it right.
However, the challenges and opportunities are significant. The primary challenge is the immense financial strain of the $54 million buyout, diverting funds from other crucial areas of the athletic department.
There's also the challenge of meeting sky-high expectations immediately. The pressure on the next coach to deliver championships will be intense from day one, with little room for error.
The risk of another costly misstep in the hiring process is a major concern. LSU needs to ensure thorough due diligence to avoid repeating a financially damaging situation.
The opportunity lies in finding a coach who can truly build a sustainable championship program, leverage LSU's recruiting power, and connect with the passionate fanbase. It's a chance to redefine the program's trajectory.
This entire situation, from the grand ambition to the costly reckoning, really encapsulates the high stakes, high reward, and often volatile nature of elite college football.
A truly fascinating case study.
Indeed. Thanks for breaking it all down with me today.